Honolulu's Transit-Oriented Development Plan, TOD, focuses on areas within a half-mile radius of each rail station, 21 in all, from Kapolei to the Ala Moana Center.
We're proposing some changes to parking requirements in the draft land use code amendment for the TOD zones.
Harrison Rue is the city's community building and TOD administrator. Rue says increasing density and creating walkable neighborhoods will include eliminating parking requirements for commercial and residential buildings.
If you're building a unit that's 300 square foot or less, we don't think we should require parking at all. That's likely to be somebody who's taking rail, taking bus, walking to work. If developers think their market's going to, for some reason, have two cars, you know, it can be a developer choice, but we don't think city needs to require that.
Rue says eliminating one parking stall from a residential unit will cut $30,000 to $45,000 from the sale price. But affordable housing developer Peter Savio says well-intentioned lawmakers have consistently failed local residents. Savio says mainland and offshore buyers are already investing in Pearl City and Kapolei, not to mention Kaka'ako.
If you have a lot of tourists that are living there, you have different ridership patterns. It doesn't solve anything because they're traveling from 9, you know, until 9 in the evening. They are not going to be up at 6 o'clock riding mass transit. So all of a sudden, we're back to where we are now, as we have mass transit stations occupied by people who aren't going to use it.
City Department of Planning and Permitting Director George Atta says safety codes for building, electrical, and plumbing are not going to change. The city's focus is on increasing density and establishing height limits.
In places like Waipahu, it's 90 feet. The highest heights are downtown. We're looking at 450 as the max height. And the Ala Moana area is 400. So station area to station area, it's different.
Two of the 21 TOD plans have been approved, and those are for Waipahu and Aiea and Pearl City. Atta also says building micro units less than 300 square feet would require changes in some zoning and housing occupancy codes. Honolulu City Council Transportation Committee Chair Breen Harimoto, who is moving to the State Senate in December, supports micro units.
It's a wonderful concept where people who don't need to have a big house at least can have a decent place to live at a decent cost that they can afford. And it's not only low-income folks as we think about them, but it could be the younger folks just out of school. They're paying their student loans, and rather than living with mom and dad, maybe they can get a micro unit and live on their own.
But developer Savio warns lawmakers need to shape policy to enable transit users to live in TOD zones. Otherwise, Savio says, nothing will have changed since statehood.
When I was a kid, it cost $250 a month to buy a house. Houses were $25,000. That's 1960. Move forward to 2014, instead of $25,000, they're $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. Nothing has changed other than the zeros.
The city is in the process of soliciting public and developer comments for the new housing strategy, which can be viewed at honolulu.gov/TOD. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.